Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Indeed.
And we're back.
We are back.
For another semester.
After a long summer.
I was here, but Amanda was half
here.
Here
for part of it.
Only half of me was here. So, we're back. Doing our show, same time, same place,
same day,
every week, hopefully.
Yes, every week.
We're committing to it. Even though we've been in school for a couple weeks now, things have been busy.
Very, very busy.
This is like the busiest week that I think I've ever experienced in my life.
Pretty much, seems about right.
I think this is what happens when you get older.
Yeah, it just gets busier and busier. You have less and less minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think my day only has like 20 hours in it right now. I think as you get older, like it just keeps getting...
Oh, yeah. You lose hours.
I'm losing hours. I don't know.
No, I relate.
Gone with my sanity.
Everything. Because it's nice at the beginning of the semester, like you get right into it, but you have a little bit of time to just kind of, you know, like... You do a little bit of reading and some problems here and there. And then this is the week. It's like the third or fourth week. And it's just like, boom. Here's like five exams for you.
Really thrown into it. But
so much fun.
The good news is, I think, well, I don't know. I'm not really prepared. But we'll see what we muster up for today.
For tonight. I've got a few songs. I got some things to talk about.
Good.
We're good.
Good.
We're good.
Amanda's prepared. Anyways. Do you have a song for us now?
I do have a song.
Cool.
It's The Man by The Killers.
Oh.
And because over the summer, it just popped up on one of my playlists and I started dancing and I was by myself and it was a good moment for me.
Well, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
So we're going to listen to that song. The first song I listened to was an oldie, but a goodie. A little Sleater-Kinney with Good Thing. Okay, more music. Here we go. Hit it. Hit it.
Oh!
Break me down. I'm the man. Come.
Hello again.
Hello.
We're back. Yay. We listened to some songs.
We did.
So we listened to The Man by The Killers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we listened to The Lot by Sister Suvi, which is a really good band. They don't play anymore or put out music, but if any of you guys know, the band Toon Yards, that was Meryl's band before Toon Yards, slash, like, possibly at the same time as Toon Yards, but she was in that beforehand, and they're really good, and that album is really good, but I think that might be their only album, which is sad.
Sad.
Wow. But they do, like, a lot of cool, like, rhythmic stuff. If you know Toon Yards, she does a lot of, like, looping. Mm-hmm. And she, like, plays all the parts herself, so they're very talented. Anyways, and then we listened to What a Pleasure by the Beach Fossils.
They're coming to Boston.
Yeah, Amanda's going to see them, and I'm October jealous.
12th, question mark? I think it's that's Thursday. That's pretty soon. Around then. I'm very excited.
That's in a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to 2 concerts that week. It's going to be great.
Wow. Oh, I guess it's really, like, 2 weeks. I lied.
Yeah. It's a little longer. I wish it was closer.
That's fair. That's mm-hmm. fair. You're excited, though.
I'm very excited. Should be good. I have high hopes.
Where is it? Not to put you on the spot.
I think it's Sinclair. I want to say it's Sinclair, but I could be very wrong.
Very cool.
But yes, it should be fun. I was just talking with some friends about how disappointing it is when you get really hyped up for a concert like that and they don't, like, bring it to the table. Have you ever had that happen?
What do you mean? Like, you're, like, really you get really excited and then you're, like,
and then
disappointed?
They're not as good as you thought they were going
to
be.
Yeah, that has happened to me. It's really sad.
It's really sad.
It's very disappointing.
No, I have that happen. So, you know the band Glass Animals?
Yes.
So I went to see them over the summer, and I was, like, very excited for this concert, and, like, it was, I mean, they were good, but I didn't think they were good at, like, entertaining, which I think is, like, a whole other thing. Like, you can have really good music, but you still have to, like, make it a performance for a concert most times. Mm-hmm. Like, I also think, yeah, they had the lead vocalist, like, his volume was not loud enough. I couldn't hear it.
That is also really a pet peeve when you go to a show and it's not like the band is playing poorly or that they're giving a bad performance, but the sound is just not good. You're like, I could just maybe hear, like, the guitar player playing, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Or, like, if I could actually hear the words that the singer was singing, that would also be cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's frustrating. But,
So hopefully they'll be ready for me.
Fingers crossed. If anyone from the Sinclair is listening, please make sure Amanda has a good show.
Please make sure. Get the mix board all taken care of.
Okay, I have an over-under. Ooh. Do you have an over-under?
I do.
Okay, do you want to go first?
It's not a good one, so I should probably go first.
Okay, that's fair.
It's not good. Okay, overrated or underrated, like frozen boxed pizza?
Ooh. It's never going to be as good as fresh pizza, pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, frozen food slash, like, oh no, I'm home and have nothing to eat.
Right.
Stellar,
right?
Warm pizza in your home in, like, 4 minutes.
That almost tastes like it's from a restaurant.
That has melty cheese. You know, that's all you can ask for.
I mean, at that point, I'm asking how
even bad pizza is good.
Yeah. So it's underrated? Overrated?
I'd say, like, properly rated. I think people are pretty hyped about frozen pizza.
That's true.
So that's okay. Where I stand.
That's an acceptable answer.
Thank you. Is that how do you agree?
I think so. But also it might be slightly underrated just because like it's not the same as restaurant pizza, so people are like, ooh, like you wouldn't choose it over other things.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But still, it's pretty incredible. Once you actually cook it.
I wouldn't eat it frozen. No, I don't think
that. I really hope no one does that.
No. Hey, there might be some people out there.
There may be.
There may be. Stranger things have happened.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, anyways. I wonder what that would taste like. Maybe
no,
we'll have
to.
No,
okay. Oh, God. Nope.
Nope.
Just ruin pizza for you, I think.
It probably would, and probably your teeth, but
also that.
Also that. Okay, my overrated, underrated is, like, people that, like, trick out their bikes. You know, like, when I was a kid, I had a bell, I had a basket, I had these, like, plastic, they were, like, plastic, like, stars or, like, suns and stuff that you'd put on your spokes.
Yeah.
And when you would, like, bike, they'd, like, move up and down.
I do remember those.
It was tricked out. But my bike here now, which I love, is just, like, plain very old school standard. From, like, the 90s. Just, like, yeah, very, very, very just standard. Bike.
Yes.
It's so is, like, tricking out your bike overrated or underrated?
I think definitely underrated, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Yes, I'm
because
listening.
There are so many bikes on this campus that it's very easy
to stand out.
You gotta make yours stand out. It could get lost in the mix. Also, flip side of that, might be more likely to get stolen if it's like really cool looking.
It could be a very coveted
bike. So you gotta
bike.
Be careful about how much you accessorize your bike.
sounds like you've thought about this.
I really haven't, but yeah, because my bike right now just has a simple basket, which is very practical. Would recommend for that anyone without a basket.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of do wish. I used to have like the tassels, you know?
Oh, that you put on the handlebars.
Which I thought that was the coolest thing.
Wow, I forgot about that.
It was like hair for my bike.
Oh my gosh. Incredible.
But yeah. Okay, so yeah, underrated.
Underrated.
Sure. What about you? What do you think?
I agree. I think you brought up all very valid points.
Well, this is the type of thing that like all these things we used to do when we were kids and we just stopped doing one day. I feel like, why do we stop?
I don't know, because it's fun. We should definitely, we'll bring it back.
We should.
We'll have a house bonding activity where we trick out our bikes.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited for this. Everyone keep an eye out for those tricked out bikes.
Yeah, catch us riding around on our on our hot rides. Amazing. Cool. Do we have more
songs?
We do have more songs.
Oh my gosh,
we have more songs. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yes. Here's a song. It's gonna play now.
I woke up this morning, August 3rd. It's been a pretty slow and uneventful summer. Went to visit a friend in Santa Fe. Went to New Orleans and went to see my family. Woke up this morning and it occurred I needed one more track to finish up the record. I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades. And we ate at Perry's and I ordered crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Crab cakes, blue crab cakes. She said I seem distracted and asked what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba. Ba ba. Called my mother, called my father, talked a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter. and she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. I worry so much about her. I worry to death. I worry to death. I worry about her to death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at themselves. Standing at the back of the crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He was on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high bye. But thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. Between a middle-aged guy with a backstage pass, a guy with a gut hanging around like a jackass. Everybody there was 20 years younger at least. At least not this, not my fondest memory. Carried my legs back down the hill, gave my backstage passage to cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe, got my hot tub and I thought, well that's how it goes. And it was quiet and I was listening to the crickets and Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. And though I'm content, there's a tinge of competitiveness, but Ben's my friend and I know he gets it. Then a couple of days my meltdown passed. Back to the studio doing 12-hour shifts, singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me, Amanda?
I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay. Well, this is... Well, we have a guest. It is my younger sister.
Woo.
She is here to do her weekly Facts with Fee.
Facts with Fee.
Facts
Hello.
With Fee. Hello.
Can you hear her?
Hello.
Hello, Fee.
Are we good? Am I set to go?
You are set to do Facts
ready?
With Fee.
I'm so excited for this.
Oh. Welcome back to Facts with Fee. It is the breakout hit segment of WMFO. And despite the toasty weather, fall has indeed arrived. In honor of the changing of the seasons, I bring to you five facts about autumn.
Ooh.
Number one, autumn babies are more likely to live longer. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Couldn't quite find any science behind that, but I was born in October.
Nice.
So. Congratulations to me.
All set.
Number two, the Arctic tern, for those of you who do not know their animals, is a bird which travels 11,000 miles
what?
Each way for its annual migration in the autumn.
That's amazing.
That is a very, very far trip.
That's so many miles.
Wicked far.
I think I walked many like miles. A mile today.
Maybe.
Number
three, superstition says that catching leaves in autumn brings good luck.
Ooh.
So go out there and catch some leaves.
I like
but don't
that one.
Jump in leaf piles because that is where ticks live.
Ooh, true.
Always remember to give you, your friends, and your dog tick checks.
That's good
very
advice.
Important. It's very important.
Number four. The largest pumpkin pie recorded made 5,000 slices.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot
of pumpkin pie.
I love pie.
That's
me
a lot
too.
Of pumpkin. All right, now for those history buffs out there, number five. Bobbing for apples was originally a British courting ritual.
Ooh.
Males were assigned an apple, then ladies would bob and hope to retrieve the apple of a good bachelor.
Oh my god.
Interesting.
That's actually
And then they were
funny.
Legally bound to marrying that man.
Oh, wow.
Seriously?
That is a lot on one apple.
That is a lot.
I cannot bob for apples.
Me neither.
What if you
truly a talent.
Yeah.
What if you like get the wrong apple? That stinks.
It's a bad apple.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, is that where bad apple comes from?
Back.
Maybe.
Oh, you're a bad apple?
Oh, I kind of want to know. I'm going to look it up while we enjoy another fact.
Sorry, keep going with your facts. I don't
know. Our last bonus fact for your Tuesday night is that today is National Pancake Day.
Oh my god.
That's so important.
So,
wow.
In the last few hours of this day, make some pancakes, go out to a 24-hour diner, get some pancakes. Just enjoy the national holiday.
It's like, I like that one. That's my favorite fact.
That is very important. Thank you.
Exactly.
This has been Fun Facts with Fee.
Thank you. I will see you next week.
Thank you, Fee.
Thanks, Fee.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was a good facts with Fee.
That was a great facts with Fee.
I'm really excited about these pancakes. Can we make some pancakes?
I think we should. We have mix, and I've got some Canadian maple syrup.
Wow.
Authentic.
It's meant to be.
We've got to use it.
We've got to use it.
I can't believe I didn't even know it was National Pancake Day.
We're ignorant.
We are. We need to be more aware.
We do. We really
this
do.
This is a crime.
This is a crime. All right. We listened to one song before we had facts with Fee. Mm-hmm. It was called Ben's My Friend by Sun Kil Moon.
I like the name of that song.
It's a good song. The Ben in this song is Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie.
Aww.
In case you wanted to know.
Ben.
So cute. Amanda, would you like to take us away to Toontown?
I really would, honestly.
All right. Let's go. We have a very special guest in our station.
Hello.
All the way from London, England, we have unnamed guest number one.
How are you, Emma?
I'm doing so well. I haven't seen you in so long.
No, it's been like, what, like 5 months?
Four or five months. How have you been?
I mean, it's just been a lot. It was a crazy summer. There was just so many things. I watched British Baking Show a lot. I don't know if you've seen it. It's blown up in America.
It has. My friend Hannah really enjoys the show.
No, it's a very enjoyable show and I don't blame her. So I watched the whole first season. It kept me quite busy. I tried to bake a few things, didn't go quite as nicely.
Oh, so we won't see you on this show anytime soon.
No, I mean, I might try to apply because you never know what might happen. They might like my eclectic different tastes that I include. Because I like to take risks, you know, with baking. I think that's the key. But
interesting.
Also, it's a pretty safe area of cooking,
right?
So
yeah,
you can't
people
take
don't
too many risks.
right.
But
well, I'll we'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Do you have a good old fashioned PSA for us today?
I do. I found one that's actually, it's very important, especially for travelers like myself, to be aware when we're on the airplanes on our way over here. So I've got. I'll read it for you.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing from Logan Airport. Oh, and then it says that same thing, so I repeat that. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from the runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result.
Oh boy.
Mm.
Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit Boston West Fair Falask. Yes, words. BostonWestFairSkies.org. Yes, it's been a public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford. You are welcome. I just think it's a very important matter. I have spoken to a few community members that have been affected by this terrible noise, and I think it's important that we all rise up and take action against it.
Thank you for coming all this way to share that message with us. It's really important.
It really is.
I hope you have a safe and quiet trip home.
Thank you. I really appreciate
that. We'll see you here next week.
Next week. I look forward to it.
All right, Amanda, do you have another song for us?
I do. I do indeed have a song.
Bye, unnamed guest number one.
Goodbye.
All right, let's hear a song. Song.
Get my check this month, I'll buy him some shoes, a new umbrella only lightly used. Since the separation my love has been unused. Can we spend the night together?
Oh!
Alrighty, everyone. Emma had to go take care of some business in the studio, so I'll be taking over to sign off. We've listened to a bunch of songs. We had Santa Fe by Beirut, Damaged Goods by Gang of Four, Capable by The Districts, let's see here, A Thousand Times by Hamilton, Luthauser, and Rostam, and Let Down by Radiohead. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a great show. Sorry that Emma can't be here to help sign off, but make sure to listen to us next week. 88 miles per hour from WMFO in Medford. Thanks so much.
I'm getting old, the chip up on my shoulder, rolling through life, you roll over and die. La 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 la. Sorry.